You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
The sports world, a lot going on. There's been so much to do, and I, not being a real devotee of soccer, isn't that I don't really like it. I don't always understand it. It's a bunch of guys that run a lot and kick ball in hole thing in the net. It's the biggest sport in the world. In America, not so much. It depends upon your age, I think. Both of my sons played it, and they're way into it. So there's a certain sector that really is, they're you know, big fans of this. So the U.S. soccer team, who is on their way to doing great things, my son, I think, he went to the game in Dallas and one in Nashville. I mean, that's how much they're, you know, way into this. Well, when the USA team got beaten by whoever the hell it was, Mozambique or I don't know something.
No, it was one of the island countries with two names, and I just spaced it.
Well, it's being called one of the worst losses in American sport history. And the real fans and experts of this sport were so angry about this. Because now this team can't play in the Olympics, and they are raising Cain over this loss. I don't understand it. They shouldn't have lost to this team with two names that no one knows who they are, and they should be one of the elite teams, is the point. But something happened. It was a breakdown, and they got beaten. And the outrage from that sector of society has been quite loud, very vocal.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Love them. And they beat America, and we should probably bomb them and just get that over with too. Just get them out of the way. Just get rid of all of them. The baseball, it really is fun. Cubs, Nationals yesterday in the rain at Wrigley Field, a grand slam home run. Put the cap on that. Tonight, game 5. 7 o'clock, I'll double-check that on TBS. The Yankees were down 0 games to 2. The Indians had this by the whatevers, and the Yankees came back and won 3 straight and beat the Indians last night in Cleveland to go on to play Houston in the ALCS, which begins this weekend. So more on that coming up tonight. We'll see if the Nationals or the Cubs going to play the Dodgers this weekend too. So that is the deal in the baseball. The Red Sox fired John Farrell, their manager. Seems kind of weird. Almost won their division this year, but I guess I can't recall what happened to them. But they have won back-to-back AL East crowns, and something happened there with management, and he's out. Tom Brady's shoulders jacked up, but he's playing on Sunday for you fantasy guys. The Giants, boy, they got some trouble. They're 0-5. They have no receivers, and there is now much talk about Odell Beckham Jr. He broke his ankle. He shouldn't have been playing, say many experts. His hamstring was all messed up, but he played, and he broke his ankle. And so now they're pointing fingers everywhere, and the team sucks. And I still believe that Eli will retire after this year. Maybe not. The Dallas Cowboys held a team meeting yesterday, and I think we need to get over this and get past it and just stop it. Jerry Jones told players, and I will defend this man who all Cowboy fans go back and forth with him. He's a great businessman. He owns the most expensive and the most highly valued sports franchise in, I guess, the world, maybe, behind maybe one of the soccer teams. But to try to stop the bleeding on this deal 2 weeks back, he and the entire team locked arms and knelt on the field before the anthem, before the flag. He understood the meaning of that and thought that it would be done. We made our point. We get it. Let's move along. Mr. Trump incited the entire thing all over again, and now the kneeling is not, this all began about race and who's getting the shorter, it was all about one guy who he might have been fined, and this would have all gone away. Now it's about something else. It's about protesting the president. It's about protesting, I'm not sure what, but I don't think any of the people involved in this thing hate the flag or hate their country. They are tired of being held down by the rich white man, and they're saying, F you. And that's what it boils down to. Jerry Jones told his players this week earlier, if you kneel, you won't play. That is within his right to do so. It's his team. It's their job to play. He is their boss. If he says, don't kneel, don't kneel. The other side will say it's their right by the First Amendment to kneel. Let him kneel. Well, okay. If Dez Bryant and Dak Prescott and Zeke What's-His-Nuts, if the three-star guys were to kneel, is he going to bench them? Don't know. He told him yesterday he took this stance on the anthem protest in order to play the bad guy and deflect attention away from his players. He also explained to them the financial issues and problems that may come as a result of this. So there's going to be some meeting next week, which is a gigantic and grand waste of time with the owners and some players over this issue, which shouldn't be an issue at all. But it is, and it's just one more convoluted, chaotic mess we have ourselves into over who's right and who's wrong and what my rights are and why I'm... It's just to the point now to where at first you had some respect, or I did, for those who were had you know, they picked their spot badly. There are other ways to do it, but you are employed by a guy paying you $20 million a year. You probably ought to do what he says. So that pretty much is it. We'll run down the college games. There's a tonight, the Eagles and Panthers are on TV up against the Cubs Nationals game 5. And some more stuff. We'll get to that later on. Maybe, maybe not. Lawyer Bill's coming up. Email questions, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. Other folks send in some smart things sometimes, some dumb things sometimes. We take everybody.
Yeah, we'll take anybody's email, just like we said yesterday. Not a whole lot today. Nothing yet for Lawyer Bill, so if you've got one, go ahead and send that in. Paul wrote in saying, you were talking yesterday about the sports teams that had nicknames that did not end in S and how few of those were, but you didn't include the hockey ones. So being true to my frozen New England roots, I couldn't let that go. So here's some hockey teams that end without S. That's the Colorado Avalanche, the Minnesota Wild, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. My takeaway is Tampa Bay has a hockey team?
And now Las Vegas does too.
Okay, great.
So that, I don't know what's up with that at all. I don't understand that. When I think hockey, I don't think Las Vegas. I don't think Nashville or Tampa either, but apparently, well, if you see a game like that in person, it's a lot different than it is on the TV.
Any game is.
That game especially is a lot of fun live. On the TV, it's hard to see the darn puck, but it is growing, and I guess if it makes money, what the heck?
Yeah, indoor stadiums, you can keep them as cold as you need to, I suppose.
Knock yourself out. Good luck.
This one from Ed says, Trump's strategy behind the executive order on health care is to push the Senate to do something. One thing that it is...
They've already tried that 3 times, sir.
One thing that is promising about this order, Rand Paul likes what's in it. He's been against everything put on the table so far. He's a doctor and, to me, a straight shooter when it comes to health care. Hopefully it'll get the ball rolling to make health care better because it's about to become unaffordable for everyone in 2018.
Well, the issue with this is, though, that there are some good things and some bad things. It all depends upon whose perspective you take.
Right.
If it's you and you're healthy and then you, but you might be in a car wreck tomorrow. This affects children, old people. The best part of this thing is it will drop this issue about state lines, and you can buy this insurance wherever you want to. But one of the big issues that has all the unions riled up is that you couldn't write off your state taxes and things like that, which have people really PO'd. So there will be some more walls to walk into. It's also opposed by the usual people, hospitals and doctors and those kind of folks that work in the industry. And many insurance companies don't like it either. So you get all of them on one side and Trump on the other. He's just bound and determined to get something done. And until these two parties can come together and act like freaking grown-ups for a change and hammer out a sensible deal that is equitable to almost everybody. Not everybody will ever be happy about anything.
Right.
But until they give that a shot, this is going to keep getting shot down. He can sign every piece of paper on earth. And I sense his frustration. I can dig it because I'm in a bad spot with this whole thing. I'm about to have no insurance. Well, I'll find some somewhere. But there are good things and bad things about the ACA and good things and bad things about his proposal. It all depends on whose eyes you see it through. We'll find out.
And I'm supposing Mr. Trump, before he was president, criticized President Obama, as did many conservatives, for his overuse of executive orders to get anything done. And
yeah.
I'm supposing now he understands a little bit more why that happens.
Yeah, they do it to light a fire under someone's behind. It doesn't mean anything's going to change. It is a conversation starter, and it pushes somebody to discuss.
Yeah,
but the only party discussing it, there's one party involved. That's not how it's supposed to work. There are two parties that represent the entirety of America. They seem to have lost that understanding.
Let's see. This one from Leonard says, the Planet P project. That one takes me back. Good job with that.
There you go.
You had your theme of questions this morning.
Yes. Thank you, sir, for noticing. I appreciate it. I had a bunch of questions. Why me was one of them. Isn't life strange was one.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
There were several. And then I played, if you were paying attention, the last one was called The Answer.
Dun, dun, dun.
You got to keep up, people.
That's right.
Because I'm always thinking up here.
And this one from Jen says, my lucky number came up at the library, and it was my turn for the Hangman's Sonnet. So I am happy, and she wrote this at 10 o'clock last night, happy and up past my bedtime. That 3:15 wake-up is seriously going to suck. But that's the thing about great writing for me. I'm always willing to pay the piper for that enjoyment. Thanks for the well-deserved recommendation.
Yes, ma'am.
Jen.
Thank you.
And if there's anything you want to share with us, if you have any questions for Lawyer Bill, go ahead and send those in. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
Josh Hysaw is our man that sells houses. He works with the good folks at Keller Williams. They have a system that they use that it works. This concept creates more demand, gets your homes, they get shown more. Therefore, they sell faster and for more money than the average agent is what Josh Hysaw does. Here's the deal. If this thing goes on and goes out there to be shown, in 45 days, if it isn't sold, Josh will step in, make the mortgage payments, or he'll buy it. It's your choice. If you want to change, you can just drop the whole thing at any time, and he won't be hurt by it. There are many stories here of folks who get their house listed, and they have this one gal had 33 requests to show it, 7 offers. It was sold for cash in one day. There are numerous these stories. There are lists of them every day. So the guy knows what he's doing, and he sold a bunch of homes last year, over several hundred. So he's the guy we probably ought to call if it's time to get something done quick. Josh, Hisaw, the number is 461-8147, or joshsellsthemidsouth.com, joshsellsthemidsouth.com. Phones open for your phone calls for Lawyer Bill. 535-9898 or mail at drakeinthemorning.com. If you have something you need some help on, this is free legal advice. I would take it if I were you, and you can get some answers for yourself. So give us a call, and we'll get you on with Lawyer Bill in just a few minutes.
Email us anytime at mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
Hello, coming up here, it's Ask Lawyer Bill. The phones are open right now, 535-9898. Wes will get you on and set up to talk to Bill about your legal issues. No doubt you may have some problems with goodness knows what. Bill can either give you the answer for free or get you to somebody who can. 535-9898. Call now and get on, or email. Sid has those. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com. So do it right now, and we'll knock out a few of these dumbasses and get Bill in here and get some advice on what's going on in your life and help you hopefully find a solution to your problem. Here are some real doozies, but aren't they all? Jacksonville, Florida. This boy named Craig Barnes, enjoy him, himself at the Golden Rooster Bar and Grill last Saturday night. Sounds like a good time. Unfortunately, they weren't enjoying him because he was drunk and loud and stupid. He refused numerous requests to leave. 86, bub, you're out. No, I'm not. Had to call the popo to find him outside, kind of messed up. They also asked him to leave. They gave the guy a break. He ran back inside saying he wanted his beer. Not real bright and real drunk. He was arrested for trespassing. Then he offered the officers $50 and told him he'd buy him some donuts that they'd let him go. Brilliant. That didn't work. He told him that he had a .45 pistol and that he kills people for a living and that he'd shoot them the next time he saw them. He just gets deeper and deeper in and doesn't want to shut up. That offer failed too. He upped the offer to $1,000 to just let him go. Well, it didn't go well for him. His court hearing is October 31st. How drunk and dumb do you have to be? Apparently, he was in that way badly. Another good time in Florida, Melbourne. A police officer touched by the hand of God over the weekend, last weekend. It began when the officer encountered a kid named Jacob Bortz, who's 19, running around, flailing his arms, and shouting a female's name in the street. He was in agony. He then began walking toward the officer quickly with his fist clenched and sweating profusely as he shouted, "You don't know what I've been through. I am God." It's always a good sign. Bortz then lunged at the officer and hit him on the side of the head. Never a good idea. The officer tased him. He sat down and began to laugh and say, "I like the pain." He tried to get up and the officer zapped him again, but the device malfunctioned. The officer had to tackle this idiot, and he is now facing several charges. Surprisingly, this did not involve alcohol or drugs. He's just crazy. It's happening a lot. And this one made my stomach kind of flip to even read it, to picture it. And I don't remember, I don't like heights. I just don't like being up high and being able to look over the ledge of anything. But this one, this is really, this is in China. A glass walkway around Taihang Mountain lets you look down 3,800 feet to the ground below. That says, that isn't enough to make you want to bring a change of underwear. They've created an illusion of the walkway, this glass, thing, shattering, accompanied by the sounds of breaking glass, which makes you think that what you're walking on just broke and that you may fall through to your death. A video that went viral shows a man panicking when the floor appears to crack beneath him. Everybody except the guy in question was amused. Amused my ass. Everybody is now apologizing. They don't plan to remove the effects. The first time that somebody has a heart attack and dies, they'll remove the these effects. That is just stupid and extremely scary. So there you go. There's more to have later on. We'll have some fun with some idiots. There's news about medical marijuana that is just incredible from the brilliant Jeff Sessions, and some other stories to get to. Lawyer Bill is here, though, next. We'll talk to him. We've got folks lining up on the phones. The email address, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. The number to get to Wes right now to get in line is 535-9898. Harry's Razors. They're the best thing going on out there in the land of shaving. There have been big companies who have done this for a while, but people have kind of caught on that Harry's is the way to go with this. They just have a better product, and it shaves you better, and you'll try it one time and never go back to anything else. With Harry's, you get in one package the this handle. It's ergonomic. It fits in your hand nicely. On top of it are these five blades that are engineered to shave you very, very smoothly and softly, and there's no cutting and all that stuff. It's just a very, very smooth shave. And the trimmer blade to cut your sideburns, your mustache, and any other hair you want to. Along with that, the rich shave gel, it smells good, and the travel blade cover. You'll like what you get. They're confident in that, and so just by paying free shipping, you get it right now when you sign up for free, and you can get it right now, plus in the package, the post-shave balm. So just do it. Go to the website, harrys.com, enter the code DRAKE, and you get the post-shave balm, the whole package, for free to try it out with, and I promise you, you'll like it. Harrys.com, code is DRAKE. Get it. You will like it. It is good. A quick break, this song, and back with Lawyer Bill.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.